Welcome to Come On. It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are CoSG, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Pulling John. It's got reality. It's got the eyes of the tiger. It's got arms and it's got the wrestling. What else do you need?
In a world where the arms race never ends, three men will compete to find out which is the Baron of Biceps, the ruler of wrists, and the king of the table. Bear witness to the greatest documentary ever made about arm wrestling, starring Alexei the Russian Machine Vivoda, Travis the Badger Bajant, and John the Sink Berzink. Chalk up, strap down, if you plan on pulling John.
But before we get to the movie, let's see if Pulling John went over the top at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money. Actually,
this week we're not going to do that because apparently some things iced it out at the box office. So we're going to do a variation of the game, and we're going to let our producer E come in and have fun. Our arm wrestling expert, who has seen all of two movies about arm wrestling and a TV show.
Yeah, you can't forget the TV show. But pre-game on, good guys. All right. Today I will be running a special variant of our box office game. We are going to go over the highest grossing films of 2009 domestic box office, which is probably the only reason that a movie like Pulling John didn't get a major release. I mean, it really deserved one, you know, but it didn't get one because it seems like the box office was completely stacked this year. So does anybody remember anything about 2009, or should I start dropping some of these out for you?
That's pre-Marvel, right?
No, Marvel's 2008, so this would be Iron Man 2-ish.
That would be too soon to have a second one of Iron Man 1 was the first one in the Marvel Cinematic, right?
Ryan is correct. So this is between Marvel releases.
So Star Trek.
The Star Trek might be there.
All right, that's in there. Star Trek is in there, and we can start filling this out. Star Trek is at number 7 with $257 million.
Harry Potter's still rolling. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is in there. The Half-Blood Prince. You are correct. That was number 3. All right.
Twilight?
Oh, yeah. There's sparkly vampires are there somewhere.
It is. You've got that one, too. That follows Harry Potter. So at number 4 is Twilight New Moon. Oh,
there's got to be one of the saga in there somewhere.
Oh, there could be.
Oh, Rob, that's a
Fast
good call.
Fast and Furious something.
That's a great call, Rob.
That is a very good call. There is no Fast and Furious. But I can tell you, Ryan was actually tangentially close. You guys were close about Iron Man.
So it's another X-Men? Oh, it's not like First Class?
No, I think more Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Dr.
Doolittle. I was going to say.
In the top 10 of the box office?
It's a great
Doolittle
movie.
Doolittle was way later. I'm talking about the number 10 entry, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
Into the top 10.
Wait. Is this Blue Cat time? Is that too? Because that was after I moved back.
Avatar?
Is Avatar this year or 2010?
If it's here, what number would you put it at?
Oh, it would be number one if it was here. Yeah.
The number one movie of the 2009 box office was indeed Avatar with about $750 million.
Still haven't found those fans. Has anyone written in yet?
What's that Jennifer Lawrence Katniss Everdeen movie? Games.
Hunger Games?
There's no Hunger Games this year.
That's not yet because I was reading those books on the train later.
You might be able to guess this one. I can't believe that this squeaks into the top 10. It's truly mind-blowing. But this movie was the bane of my existence for a little while because my kid basically watched it on loop.
That'd be a kid movie.
Me.
Oh, well, that could be one of them. Or Toy Story somewhere. Toy Story. It'd have to be like 3 or 4 if it was Toy Story, I would imagine.
I will give it to you. Rob, do you have any guesses? I mean, you've got kids too.
Minions, maybe?
Oh, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
We're dancing.
I'm trying to think 2000. Yeah. You said 2000.
Did you say Hanson?
Right?
No, I said we're dancing, like dancing around these kids.
We're Hanson, I don't believe. All around it.
Yeah.
I was like, Mbop the movie. I mean, okay.
Angled. Frozen.
I'll tell you what, this actually is basically Mbop the movie. It is Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakle.
I was going to guess which one it was.
Not Chipwrecked?
But yeah, somehow, number 9 at the box office. No wonder they kept making these.
Was there any Bourne movies out still, or are they over at this point?
No Bourne movies. There is one other big franchise, and the rest of them are not.
Mission Impossible. Is it Ghost? Ghost Pro?
No, this is before the diminishing returns. I mean, the diminishing box office returns of this franchise. This franchise was still huge at this point in time.
Final Destination. Saw. No.
Way bigger than that. In between Avatar and Harry Potter at number 2, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot those were movies that I would run out to see.
With $402 million.
Yeah.
So you're only missing number 5, number 6, and number 8. I can tell you number 6 is a comedy. One of the biggest box office.
The Hangover.
It is The Hangover.
Oh, I was going to say The Hangover 2, but okay, Hangover
1. With $277 million.
Hilarious movie.
Number 5 is a Disney release. It's Wall-E? Animated, and it's really sad.
Oh, up. Is it up? Yeah, it's not...
it is up.
Wall-E was close there, too.
Million. So yeah. You're only missing the last movie, number 8, which is not a documentary, but is based on a real story, even though later on people would refute that, and is related to sports. So this
Moneyball
sort of into...
Moneyball is a real story. Yeah. Oh, all right, sports movie.
Dramatization based on a true story, but then somebody disputed how it turned out, you know, later on.
The
number 8 at the box office.
Remember the Titans? That's too early, right?
Right sport? Yeah. Right sport, wrong movie.
We Are Marshall.
Yeah, I was going to say, was the McConaughey one? We Are Marshall. That's it? Oh, no, I got it. It's that white savior Baltimore Raven.
You got it.
The Blind Side.
Yes. Oh,
yeah, it is absolutely The Blind Side.
I was like, my savior. Yeah.
from the bottom to the top, 10 to 1. Sherlock Holmes, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, The Blind Side, Star Trek, The Hangover, Up, Twilight, New Moon, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, and Avatar. And you know what? Kind of disappointingly, number 2, number 3, number 4, and number 9 are sequels. One of them is literally called The Squeakquel. Sherlock Holmes is a reboot. Star Trek's a reboot. So,
no fresh ideas.
Well, Avatar, but I guess that's Blue Pocahontas, like you guys have pointed out before.
Yeah, or Dance of the Wolves. Yeah.
Correct. All right, well, there you go.
Last Samurai, whatever, you guys actually whatever remembered, your flavor.
You guys actually remembered most of those.
Well, some of you helped us a little bit, but hey, we'll take it.
Remind me to call on you guys the next time I'm at trivia.
Okay. As long as it involves a Star Trek movie. Okay, let's go to a quick little break. We'll come back and we'll try and get over the top right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation. The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
Total package, man. I'm pretty fast and strong.
And we're back from that break, and you guys might be thinking to yourself, Undefeated Champ, you sound different.
That's right. I went out and I licked every doorknob I could find and got a little sick in between our quick break. But that's not going to stop me. I have the heart of a champion. And so I'm going to put my hat on backwards, and it's like I flick a switch. And I put it over the top. We're here to talk about Pulling John. I'm going on a limb and say the best arm wrestling documentary ever made in human history. Definitely the best documentary about arm wrestling I have ever seen. Now, you guys, what is your experience with arm wrestling outside? It's over the top.
No, movie-wise.
Yeah, media, arm wrestling at a picnic table at the pool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've arm wrestled with my kids and things like that, but like in media, it's pretty much over the top. And over the top. Yeah, I don't think this has even been on like the Ocho in the middle of the night. Like I've never caught arm wrestling on television, even with my cable scrolling habit.
So when you arm wrestle your kids, do you let them win, or do they almost get you down and you?
Yeah,
you
know, I usually let them get me close, and then I
John them.
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
Let them try to hang off their whole body weight on my arm until they get enough people to cheat and win. Yeah, they can do that.
I was really happy to see that when someone would beat another person, there wasn't a bunch of like alpha male stuff. It was more like, that was awesome. They're hugging each other and they're all happy, even though they lost. I was really into the blood of heroes of it all. That is all about the sport.
They were all pretty bummed when they lost, let's be honest. But they did not fight each other.
But they didn't talk. I thought this was going to be, especially with the young kid from West Virginia, Travis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be, the Happy Gilmore, the shit talker, the young super heavyweight coming up.
Oh, talking with Box Office Rob the other day before we recorded this, I didn't realize I'd seen him on ESPN recently because he's the dad of a quarterback that's played for
Chicago
Bears, and he got started and they were bringing him on and talking about how he was a professional. And I didn't even catch it until Rob said that because he read it in some trivia. I remember
him doing the interviews.
I'd see him on the interview. That was Travis. I just didn't recognize him or Tyson. Tyson's a kid.
That's the quarterback.
Yeah. I didn't connect it until Box Office gave me that. I was like, oh, I've seen this guy in the interview, because it was like a big little aside. Feel good story.
Yeah, I remember him being all over the media for that like 2 week stretch. Cause he had like the first game was good.
He probably got more press there than he's gotten in his entire arm wrestling career.
Yeah, it's just like that Giants quarterback, Danny DeVito's kid.
Right. Yeah, DeVito. Whatever with the.
I don't.
With
yeah, the agent last name's with DeVito. The, yeah. 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 But he fired that agent super quick.
Yeah. Well, are you shocked?
No.
Yeah.
So who are you pulling for?
Well, I have been trained by Rocky movies to pull for the American. And I was like, in the end, I was like, the Russian one?
I have already killed you right here.
I just couldn't.
You know when I knew he was going to win?
What?
He's in the wilderness training Rocky style.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's got two guys hanging from his arm.
Yeah, I got the feeling that the documentary didn't even want him to win. Like they wanted,
he went
either Travis or John. They wanted. I got the feeling that they were not thrilled about this result either. They wanted to write the story another way. And then I was also like, how old is this? Because I didn't check when I went into it, but then they mentioned that the Russian guy went on to the Olympics, and I was like, oh, this is really old. This makes me feel better. This is not really low quality, video plus in backwoods towns where everybody still looks like they're from 2007. It is from 2007. This makes me feel a little better, right? It's definitely a part of me was like, Russia, this never happens. The Americans have got to come out on top. I mean, I've just been too trained. It just didn't sit right. Like, what is this?
My wife got so into the last one. When they break grip, I was like, oh, tape them up. And she was like, what's tape them up? She was leaning into the monitor.
Yeah.
And I was like, relax, all right? The little bit of muscle dudes doing muscle dude things. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't address, like, if you pulled your hand off on purpose or slipped out because your style is better for that to get taped up, they should prevent people from doing that somehow, Like, they shouldn't be rewarded for...
You don't think it's, like, a judgment call?
I don't know. Well, they didn't mention anything about it in the documentary, which is where I got all my information.
But they did mention
that it was when people are taped, it's better for a certain style, and now I can't remember which one it was. So if you're that certain style...
Yeah, I can't remember what the three styles
were. Yeah, the three styles were. Why wouldn't you try
to... I think it's the one that John does, where it's like you bend your wrist into you.
Like you pull toward yourself. I can't remember those.
Like you should throw your shoulder up.
Yeah.
The top roll, you go over the top. With the top roll.
Yeah. But, it seems like you would purposely try to slip off so that you can get the tie.
So are you saying John purposely broke the grip?
No, I just think that I think there should be some kind of like, it doesn't necessarily have to be taped for a while or something. I don't know. Or just start with tape. Make that always the thing. The adding the tape seemed weird to me midstream. I know it's the way they do it.
Yeah, they're trying to just get it over at that point. They just want to see you go over the top. Just boom, boom.
Yeah.
But were you not shocked that they had three referees?
I didn't even pay attention.
They had so many referees. In a baseball game, there are, four?
Unless it's the playoff, the NCL or ALCS or the World Series, then they have like seven. But they have
on the field, or are they just backups?
No, they have them on the field. They have at least one extra, I think two extra umps. But normally
it's too many.
Normally it's four. They got one, you know, at first, one at third, home, and then one between at second, basically, but, you know, roving in the infield.
Seems like a lot of umps.
I think in the playoffs or the postseason, they put them like two more on the line in the outfield so they can judge foul balls and stuff.
I think with all that, they wouldn't need it with all the camera replay in New York.
They don't want to. They don't want to go to camera replay. They want to have that.
If it's accurate, who cares? Like,
that's true.
And that's why I don't understand. Like, wouldn't you prefer to get the call right?
Yes. Well, that's why they're experimenting with automated strike zones and things like that that could come down the road.
I know. I hear it all the time. We go to a baseball game. Whenever the ump misses like one call, somebody's like, "Get the robots in here!"
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Relax, man, relax.
Right. And the people are usually wrong. You watch on TV, and the ball is like, I don't know, 6 or 7 feet out of the strike zone, and the whole crowd's like, "Oh!"
We sit, we can't tell what's a strike ball. I know we can't.
That's why I try to.
And we live and die on it all the time.
Yeah, I try to jokingly give them hard times, but in. They could do the same in arm wrestling, but I don't think arm wrestling you could do automatic. You could have a pressure like switch to know when it exactly hits, but you know, I don't think automated
if
system.
If someone's
could
about
do it
to hit the pad, it's not going to be a close call the other way because you'd have to push the arm back all the way across.
Like hard, yeah, it happened a couple. John had that one where he was close and he came back.
Yeah, but he had to push him all the way over.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he didn't slide it around or flip it.
Yeah, so I wonder why, to your point, they would need three referees. Because if you got one, I guess.
Maybe it was one on each
pack.
Side. I thought there was one on each side and then one hovering.
It definitely was one on each side. It's definitely to see
the contact.
Yeah,
and then one watching the grip and stuff.
So what are they watching for in the grip? So maybe they do find people if they, you know, because you're going to know when someone slips out, right? Like,
I wonder how hard it is to slip out with all the chalk. I wonder how hard it is.
I don't. So watch the elbows coming up and watch the contact. No? I wouldn't think you're allowed. I also don't think you're allowed to like grease your hand up, right? Like that would be.
I don't think that would be effective.
Is it
for
like
anybody.
Baseball where they have to check? They get the rosin. It's just rosin and sweat.
Yeah, like, a little bit of spit. What did they just catch some guy with?
They're like going there with the like hair gel and stuff, like just total, you know.
Yeah, there was some guy who kept touching the back of his head because he had hair gel back there to get a little stick on the ball. And they kept catching up.
Yeah, so you think there's that kind of stuff in? And is that going to help them though?
It's sticky, yes. Slippery, no. You're definitely getting wrapped up after that. Yeah, but okay. So you put baby lotion on your hand for some insane reason. As soon as your hand slips off the other guy, although I don't know what the reaction to chalk and baby lotion is. I mean, I don't want to sound like an expert on stuff. Would it make some sort of super sticky?
Yeah. You're good on the baby lotion. I don't know if you've
got look, we've all experimented with different grips for our arm wrestling.
Yeah, you usually go with stuff that's more slippery or a lubricant more than the stuff that sticks. I think from your experience when you're working those concoctions in your hand.
But what if you want to throw a change up in there?
I don't know, man. I really feel like there's not too many ways to cheat in arm wrestling besides what I pointed out, which was slipping the grip on purpose to get your better matchup. Like, what else are you doing? It is true what they were saying, and I believe they brought it up, that it's just a sport that's just straight up, man. Like, it's just there.
Just
like,
strength on strength.
Right. Oh, I did. He just put the note about the trash talking where I thought it was fun. Like, they do different things. Like, some people don't say anything. Some people try to get in their head. Some people do trash talk to try to get there. What would your strategy be, Reagan, if you were trying to psych me out before the match?
I would just stare deep into your beautiful eyes.
You think that would
and then,
do
like,
it?
Kind of raise my eyebrows a little bit, be like, hey, what up after this? Hey.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, is my hand too soft and slippery?
That might work on Travis. I don't know.
And they'd be like, why are you here? You're so weak. You're obviously not going to win.
Some of the guys didn't look, I mean, there were different weight classes or whatever, but some of the guys didn't look big. They just had,
We haven't talked about the guy with the coolest name in this, the Jack Daniels dude.
I don't remember.
Who was ripped. He was the guy that, like, John couldn't beat. I think it was Jack Daniels. It was like
the first guy that, right.
He was jacked. And I was like, can I know more about Jack Daniels?
Right.
And please tell me he has some sort of arm wrestling drinking promotion.
Oh, yeah. Was it Johnny Walker? Was that one?
Johnny Walker.
I don't remember a Jack Daniels. I'm looking through the cast list now. It's Johnny Walker.
It was a booze guy, all right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I didn't say like Jose Cuervo. I said the right ballpark.
No. Totally. I'm not saying you were far off, but you know.
But I like to hear like the old stories. I really like John's character.
character. I like John. I like John.
Yeah, you just I
like the more low key. I'm just good at this. And, you know, he was like Hal at the end. He just wanted the streak to be over, but he had to be defeated in combat. He couldn't just.
Yeah, he said he just wants to get it over with so he can fight for something.
That's something I wanted at the end of this documentary to be like, did John arm wrestle again, or did he move on to do anything? You know, normally, you know, give me some 80s jam. I know it's 2007. Give me a 2007. Give me some Incubus, something like that. And just tell me where these guys are or what they went on to. Like you said, the Ukrainian guy went to do the Olympics.
He was a bobsledder and something else. I think he did something else.
Wait, what? He didn't arm wrestle in the Olympics?
No, he was on the Russian bobsled team. You didn't watch you didn't read the stuff at the end? And he was like a silver medalist in Sochi or wherever.
He's
gotten
golds as well.
He's gotten gold. The dude worked it out.
He was like the anchor on the bobsled team. Yep. There we go. I was just guessing because didn't Herschel Walker do that in 92?
I believe that's correct. Yes.
Or it wasn't 92, but it was around that time.
Right.
Because 92 was the summer and they wouldn't be doing bobsled in Barcelona.
Yeah. Well, back in 92, it was probably still on where the winter and summer were in the same year. It just was a different. It wasn't in Barcelona. It would have been, you know, it wasn't until they started splitting them into every 2 years. It was four years. 4 years would be summer and winter just in different locations. I can't remember what year that split up, but was after. I'm almost positive.
Because 1980 Salt Lake, Miracle on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
84 LA, Summer Olympics.
Summer. So that's 4 years apart, bud. Yeah, they used to be four years apart. No, it's 2 years apart.
It's 2 years. It alternates. That's pandemic stuff.
That was before pandemic they were doing.
You're right.
I know I am. I mean, you know,
for some reason I heard it where you were saying that they did summer and then after summer that same year
they would
do winter.
They would.
There wasn't a summer and was there a summer game in 1980?
Yes.
Is that when we boycotted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was in Russia.
Yeah, we don't.
USA. Oh, no. 84 was in Russia. Boycotted us, so we won everything hands down. We just crushed, right?
Krusty the Clown got taken to the school the Krusty Burger sweepstakes or whatever.
Right.
When's the last time? Do you think we would sit out in Olympics now?
No, it's too much. Well,
there's too much money, and
I don't know. Hopefully, relations with other countries don't get that bad that we do it. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I don't think they're gonna do Olympics in like North Korea. Do you see them winning?
No, I do not.
All right, well, back to Pulling John. That was our Olympic coverage. So I think the Summer Games coming up. You know, get excited.
Yeah.
Paris.
Yeah, in July. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you go watch opening ceremonies for?
No, I'll be there a few weeks before it starts. I will be there for the opening ceremony.
You're just running a recon. A scout ahead for the U.S. team.
I got to go there and set up some stuff for the U.S. team. Right. I'm gonna put some like Coas G shirts. Or, you know, in their the Olympic Village where they're all getting it on. There'll be one of our T-shirts on each of their beds.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you want some stickers? You can slap some stickers on
some
luggage.
Yeah, that'd be great marketing. Yeah, we'll throw some QR codes up. We'll get a big Paris following.
Yeah, I'm sure Rob still has the barcode soap we can just start throwing around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can get clean and download our show. So who has a better record of a streak, Ryan? Cal Ripken or John? Who's better? Who's more impressive to you? John didn't lose for like 20 years.
But I mean, come on. I don't think it's regulated. No, you didn't put me on the spot because I'm going to say Cal, hands down, because I'm going to go with baseball because I know these arm wrestling things, they have titles, but it seems very backyard to me. They can just sort of say this is a winner, whereas baseball has a million people watching on camera and real records and everything. You know, like, I don't want to discount it. I believe he's won a lot of stuff, but I just trust in the MLB records a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's all.
Can you watch arm wrestling on TV, or is it just pretty much like a YouTube thing? Like, do they put it on ESPN2?
I have not seen it again.
Or is it when they only run the Ocho stuff?
Right, and I haven't seen it there either. I've watched some weird, peculiar stuff. You know,
I watched
some
great stuff on the Ocho.
I saw that game that looks like the game from Tron with the scoops on their hand. I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, I saw that on ESPN in the middle of that. I was like, this is a real thing. I did not know. I've watched some crazy stuff. That was awesome to watch, by the way. But I've not caught arm wrestling on there, so I don't know why that is. If maybe it's just like not like if there's too much downtime, maybe between matches or something. You'd have to. You'd have to like rebroadcast it after.
You just have to have like a big like concert. You would just have another stage where you'd have two more.
It would
guys
have to be like The Color of Money. Bap. You know, check out our back catalog where they had all the different tables in Vegas, and then you know they just had to cut.
It'd be
to
so hard
them.
To hustle in this. How would you hustle? I guess if you're really small, but really
you just
strong.
Let your arm fall. You put up a fight for long enough, make it worthwhile, and you just let it go. I mean, that'd be easy to be a you know to take
okay.
the fall.
So you think John finally, he just set it up. He knew he could really win in the end, but it was worth more. He bet against himself.
I felt like he was talking himself into losing personally. Like he said he was
going to be a player. Oh, yeah, he wanted to lose.
I think in a way he did. But I again, being my Rocky bias, I thought he was going to lose to Travis, not to the Russian. But
I didn't want Travis to be the one who took the record down.
You had two choices. Like they were only focusing.
I was on the Russian because of the outdoor training. He went to the woods. He was eating raw meat out there. You know, whatever they hunted, they ate. It was straight Rocky IV training.
Yeah.
And I liked the Russian guy. I thought he was good.
Well,
like you know. They also didn't frame him as like the villain.
No, but they would have if he lost. They would have like had they probably would have. But if anything Rocky IV taught us is that if you can change and I can change, that we can change. So it makes sense for the Russian to win this one.
There's two guys in here killing our arms, and so 600 million don't have to kill their arms.
If these guys do not destroy their arms, and they didn't cover that very well, but like their training regimen is basically just weightlifting and then having people with like rubber bands pull your arm. I am just shocked there's not more like just like arms being torn
rotator
apart.
Cuffs. Yeah.
And whatever. Just I'm surprised
like
that
the
arms
John's
hold up.
Like
he got hurt and I wasn't glad that happened, but at least I was like, okay, there is some, but I'm just surprised that especially somebody like John with that breadth of a career and these other guys just aren't like unable to move their arm. If a pitcher can get locked up from like Tommy John's throwing, you would think that same motion over and over. And I know they're, you know, doing the bands and stuff to get flexible and whatever. It just doesn't seem like the human body could take that for as many years as
for
these guys
years.
Been putting in without some major problem there. So I was impressed.
20 years. Have you looked at John Bresnik's career since the movie?
No.
He wrestled this year. Like he's been like he came back and he's like I don't know.
He's still just winning. I see the cover of the Men's Health of 2023 where I mean he still looks good. He could beat me 100%. I mean I might psych him out.
He beat Alexi in a rematch last year.
Oh yeah.
What is Alexi like?
Yeah, but they're.
I mean, he's but he has Olympics in 12. Mm-hmm. King of the Table 8 in 2023.
Yeah.
So there have been seven other King of the Tables. Now, is this a pay-per-view? I don't know. Like, is there an arm wrestling network? Like, the WWE network was a thing. I know there was this TV show.
That they're charging for?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No.
How do they make money doing this? Like, where's the sponsorship money come from? You can't say, like, oh, he doesn't make money. It's,
no, he makes money.
Like, how? Like, is it like a Knight's Tale where he's taking the trophy and melting them down for money?
I read somewhere that he's made, like, only $80,000 throughout his entire career or something like that. I don't know where. Oh, I read that in Wiki. Yeah, see. So most of his money he gets working as a mechanic. So.
Oh, okay. That's kind of depressing. Like you have this long storied career.
I mean, see, what are you
marketing?
He's not doing it for the money.
Yeah, he's doing it for the love of the arm. So watching this movie, did this make you guys want to watch Over the Top again? There is a little bit of Over the Top stuff in this movie where they show John and Over the Top and hanging out with Sly. You know, arm wrestling Sly. Did it make you want to watch that movie or the Game of Arms show that E was all into?
The Game of Arms was a...
It was like a reality show. Remember we watched that jousting show? It was
arm wrestling one. I didn't know the game. Yeah, I mean, I can't say that this, you know, and I know E brought this and said it really got him an arm wrestling. I can't say that it honestly really moved my needle one way or the other to arm wrestling. Maybe if I found it now browsing, I would stop more than I would have. But honestly, I probably would have stopped before just out of curiosity. I don't think you're going to find me frantically searching for, what was it called?
Game of Arms, like Game of Thrones.
No. Table, Lord of the Table.
King of the Table?
King of the Table. Yeah, I'm not looking for King of the Table 10 or 9 or you know, whatever.
Oh, we just missed King of the Table 10.
Yeah, see, I'm not looking for it, is what I'm saying. I just...
Wait, if eight was a 2020, how often do they run in these King in the Tables?
Yeah, apparently, whenever anyone pays for it.
Twice a year, who knows?
Right,
like, you know?
Right. Whenever they can get enough sponsorship money in the casino to do it in, it sounds like. That one was in Dubai. So, you know, like, next one will be in Branson, Missouri. Just fine.
Did you say Bronson, Missouri?
Bronson, Simpsons reference.
Over. All right, so the first one was in 2021. Oh, okay. They've run through 10.
They do about five a year, you know, like, it's fine. All right. Like,
you got to think of more than King of the Table. That's got, you know, that's that could be your, okay, your WrestleMania. That could be your big event. And then you have to have like three, four other smaller events.
So like the Prince, yeah, of the Table.
But no, I think you have to do like gimmicks. Like you can only use one hole.
Oh, like a Royal Rumble of arm wrestling. Like,
every 30 seconds a new arm comes in.
Yeah, you just keep going. I mean,
tell me more. But
one guy stands at the table. And he keeps having people
like
come
a,
up to him.
Oh, it's like a gauntlet
loses.
Match. It's
okay,
like a
gauntlet. Gauntlet. Yeah. I don't know the terms well enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a gauntlet. Whoever, they could do,
you know,
a gauntlet.
Whoever wins stays in. And like there's a predetermined like eight guys. And whoever survives the gauntlet wins.
Yeah.
Oh, straps, ladders, and chairs. Oh, my. Yes, I'm in.
So wait, how do you do the Royal Rumble wrestle format?
This, you would have to have a bunch of different arm wrestling tables.
Like, tables all around.
All in the ring.
Yeah.
They can still run in and slide under the ropes and stuff, and they get up there and be like, BAM!
Oh, I mean, you know, put some pageantry at it.
Maybe there's no ropes, but the rings are like the posts of the ring.
They
definitely can just fly out of the ring. Like, or maybe there's like a platform that pushes them out.
Can we incorporate leg wrestling in it too, since we're going to be on a platform in a ring? Could it be like leg wrestling?
Sure, that could be one of the events. We could do a deathmatch version where there's little bits of dynamite on each side of the pad, so when your hand goes into it, a little explosion.
Where you fool somebody into punching themselves. What was that one called? Like, where you have
idiot things. Wrestling or whatever did we call it?
What do you call that, Reagan? I can't remember what that was called. Was that one called?
I think it was idiot wrestling.
Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah. They could have that one there, too.
There's a lot you could do. I think they need to get me your promotions. You could do an elimination chamber style. That's the one where you get four different arm wrestlers in the boxes, and they light up. You don't know who's going to arm wrestle who. That's great. See, we just fixed it. And then we'll just call that, you know, King of the Table 11 Elimination Chamber. And the WWE will sue the hell out of them for using their trademark name.
Yes! What does AEW use for that kind of stuff?
I'm not that current.
They don't do
AEW.
The gimmicks?
They definitely do gimmick matches, too. It's hard to keep track of all their. They had like a Double or Nothing, like a gambling themed one.
I mean, gambling's kind of like, boring, even for the arm wrestling. I mean, you could just bet on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if slap fighting could be on TV in the middle of the night, this can be on TV in the middle of the night, right? Like, well, I guess I haven't seen slap fighting really shown. It's just clips on YouTube and stuff, right?
I don't know. I want to say slap fighting has been on like Fox Sports 1 at early in the morning. Like, not ESPN. They have a reputation.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now I just thought something. Uh-huh. We were out. You know, I don't know, road tripping, going to a casino or something. We go to West Virginia again, you know, to go to Charlestown. And we're like, oh, we're hungry. Let's get a drink at this dive bar. And you walked in there, and they had an arm wrestling table set up. And they were like,
no chance I'm going anywhere near it.
I didn't even finish. And they're like,
no chance.
You're like, free tab if you beat Leroy over here, the local legend.
No way.
No, not even gonna give it.
I don't even know what Leroy looks like, but I just pictured Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds coming out of the back.
Leroy! Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a movie that can't be done today, by the way. But
No. Just like the panty raid scene and the
panty raid.
Not the heartfelt.
No, you can't watch it, but
or you think it is.
But okay, let's say they say you gotta, what did I say? I forgot the name. Leroy. Let's say it's Leroy, but you look over and it looks like a little twiggly, spindly, you know, like McLovin
DJ
type
Qualls.
Guy. Oh yeah, DJ Qualls, even better. It's DJ Qualls sitting over there drinking a beer. You gonna give it a shot? Or are you gonna like be like, nah, just pay my tab and
I'll
get out of here?
Pay my tab.
But you know the three holds now.
There's a reason why they have this as a business model.
You don't have anything to lose, just your pride. So you're telling me your pride's that worth that much? Well, your arm's gonna hurt a little bit. They got pads on the table. It's not that bad. No, not gonna do it. Rob, you gonna do? You gonna take the chance?
No, no way.
Arm wrestle that dude, I mean, try to get it.
Like, if I went into the restaurant and they were like, eat an 85-ounce steak in 12 minutes,
that's probably
going to
injure
that.
You worse than wrestling.
I know,
DJ.
And I would do that. I'd be like, let's go, DJ Qualls, let's eat this steak.
It's not like I asked you, like, the people where they were always like, oh, I'd go fight Mike Tyson in the ring just to get the money for the fight. Like, that could,
I
like,
used to say I wanted to get punched by him one time just to see what it was like, but
no,
watching, like, when he first started doing those comeback videos.
Hi, I'm Mike Tyson. Watch me beat Peter McNeely on Comcast Cable Vision. Comcast.
At, like, when he was like 55, I was like, yeah. Oh, I don't want it. I was insane. I'm sorry. I didn't want any of that.
Not at all. But I'm saying arm wrestling, I feel like I'm not even going to put up that much of a fight. He's just going to crank me and be done. And then I gave it a shot, right?
Yeah. Like, you'd give it all you got once and like you'd be like, boom. Yeah, and you wouldn't
be embarrassing, be like, but you'd laugh at it, right? Because you thought you had a chance and the guy just crushed you. But that would just be, just be a story to tell. I'd do it.
All right, what if you go in there? It's not DJ Qualls. It's like Terry Funk, and he's breaking glass over his head.
Mind your own business, Dad.
I mean, I'd be more worried about something happening after the arm wrestling. But again, I and maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think I'm going to get that hurt by being beat in one round of arm wrestling. So I'm going to give it a shot.
These guys just seem to be pretty good-natured. All right. What do you think the steroid testing is like?
Non-existent. Are you kidding me?
These guys were gigantic.
And what's it really matter? It's just bigger guys on bigger guys. And I will say that it didn't necessarily seem that the strength or muscle was all that mattered, at least from the people we were presented. There were weight classes, and then there was the ultimate champion where you just fight whoever. So obviously GJ Qualls isn't beating John or anybody, because it just wouldn't work. But the muscle, some of the little guys were beating it just on like form and style. And I think naturally how your arm is shaped leads to advantages that you can't see. It wasn't all about being big, at least what I got from this documentary. It is a level playing field, because otherwise it would just be, like you said, people just juicing, you know, those ridiculous people you see that get like the biceps like implants and stuff to look big. It would just be that type of person going in there and winning. But that's not, or at least what they tried to portray in this single documentary that I've watched, and now pretending like I'm an expert doesn't seem to be all that matters.
That's kind of what we do on this podcast. We watch one movie and we're usually experts.
It's a Hollywood movie. At least this one is somewhat based in reality. It wasn't just, you know, Sylvester Stallone or somebody else. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if performance enhancing drugs would be as valuable here. And the testing of that stuff's expensive. And honestly, the regulation and records and everything else.
I would like to see some guy just roid out.
Why you want to see that with anything? But okay,
think how fun baseball would be. You get 130 mile an hour fastball.
I don't want to see that.
700 foot home runs.
I don't need to see it. Why don't you go back and watch your movie where that guy spits in the other guy's mouth and then you can see roids? That's entertainment.
That's the program. Check out our
back program catalog. Back catalog. Could not remember the name of it. What was his character's name? Latimer? No,
Steve Latimer and Alvin Mack.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's some old, that's like season one stuff, man. I can't. We have to watch that again.
I love it. I love that movie.
No, I not did. Really.
I mean, really. Don't play action on 3rd and 10 or 4th and goal or whatever it is. It's ridiculous in the 30 in the rain. Bad play call, James Caan. You know it's bad.
Yeah.
So now I'm just, our producer liked the get to know Travis segment in West Virginia.
Yeah, I like Travis's character much better than you appear to.
He grew on me around that point.
I said character again. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Travis. He's a real person.
They're real people. I'm
so programmed to be that we are watching.
We don't watch a lot of documentaries.
We don't. So again, sorry if Travis is one of our downloaders and I just called you a character. You're a real person, and I dug your personality. He had the most.
He definitely had the most personality.
And
he's just young and upcoming, and he rubbed me the wrong way at the beginning. But he's, you know, he was more brash, and I didn't want that.
Yeah.
I felt so bad when he loses at the end.
Yeah, because he had beaten the guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least they gave – the documentary worked out well that everybody they followed, and maybe they followed other people that they didn't choose to put into it, you know, had a victory of some sort, whether being a, you know, massive champion, getting that one victory for Trav, you know, like hitting the peak, but then – losing, and all of them saying when they lose, I'll be back, no question, just showing that it wasn't just a sport, it's a passion, like it's almost I don't want to use the word addiction, but something that they just need to do, right? Like need to be involved with.
I'm just surprised it hasn't become more of a sanction, like pool. Like yeah, you can run pool tournaments, you can run dart tournaments.
Yeah, I feel like it should be almost as popular with, like, and maybe it's just because there's not a lot of equipment to market. Like bowling gets a big thing because you've got bowling alleys and balls and gear to sell. There's other than apparel, Yeah, and like a table, there's nothing to sell with arm wrestling.
You get your own arm wrestling chalk.
I mean, but I'm saying it's just not as easy to market. And I think that does hurt a lot of these little sport. Like, there's not even a lot of place other than the competitors to put brand names on or sponsor.
And this
names
said it was going to be in the Olympics as like
unofficial
games.
Yeah
but has it been added as a full time, or was it just exhibition for a couple of years? And then
if it's full time, I've never seen it on there.
Yeah, so like this is something I would probably watch for the Olympics. This I think would be good.
Yeah, I think this is where
you can watch for 10 minutes and then go to commercial. You're back and it's another sport, but you could watch, you could follow something like that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be in Paris and we can catch it on the NBC website in like the middle of the night or something. Like, it wouldn't even be the.
I have such a hard time finding what I want to watch outside of like basketball or hockey.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried to watch like badminton and stuff, or like trying to find a specific sport. I don't know why they don't like on demand it from like the website.
Yeah. I think they're trying to get more into that with having more things available online, but they still want to have that broadcast eyes. And
but you do that for the big, the blue chips,
right?
Like the swimmings, the gymnastics, the team sports.
And I heard on Tony's show, they were mentioning that they're going to have like a red zone type rundown for the Olympics this year, which I think is smart, where they'll flip through everything that's going on. I'm assuming they'll run it like the red zone format. So
I've never watched the red zone, so I don't know.
You've never watched red zone?
Like, I didn't want to get hooked on it. No,
I was gonna say that'll change your life. You won't be able to.
That's all I've heard of. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, that is like, that's like, what happened to the day? Luckily, I'm always too busy to actually sit down and watch the kids' activities and stuff. So
yeah, but just the first time I heard about it, I was like, oh, that sounds like heroin. I don't want that.
Yeah, it's just mainlining football all day long. That's all it is. Mainline. But I think it'll work well for the Olympics. Yeah.
I think this would be it'd be good for arm wrestling, but it's a perfect, even if you want to like market it social media wise. How long does the whole match last? A minute? You cut that up. You got your reels, you got your clips, your highlights, and if you get a good interest story like Travis would be in the Olympic, would have been awesome. Yeah. Who knows if it's there? It might be there. You know, if we had done, I don't know, an ounce of research and thought about it, we would know. But check out the show notes; it might be in there. You know, if we thought we were going to talk this much about the Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got any more on the pulling of the John?
I don't think so. That's a weird way to say it.
Pulling John. All right. Let's go to a quick little break, and we'll be back with the game right after this.
Before you're a hero, you're a zero. That's all. And that changes 100s, 1 second, 1 day, 1 hour, 1 minute.
Back from that break. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot. What? I said, hot shot.
We're joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. Yeah, you guys were mentioning it earlier, but one day I was up at Dave and Buster's, and I was staring at the TV at the bar, and it was a segment about football, so I was only half paying attention. But then I look up, and somebody is bringing out like an arm wrestling table, and I recognize that guy. I was like, that looks like Travis Bajan, and it totally was, because he was talking about his son, who, like, I didn't realize had become an NFL quarterback, but he takes over the interview, essentially. I think, the clip you're talking about, and that's absolutely going to be in the show notes. He basically steals the mic, takes over the interview, and does a 10 times better job than the interviewer who was interviewing him. It was actually hilarious and really, really well done. I mean, he's a whiz on the mic. But then I saw it, and I absolutely said out loud to nobody in particular, but a Travis Bajan line. I was like, wow, his son's in the NFL. Greatness must be hereditary. Because that's exactly some of the trash talk that he was dropping in Pulling John. In any case, all right, guys. Today, we are going to play a little pop quiz variant called 1v1 Me Bro. I am going to describe in abstract. I'm going to give you an abstract description of a fight, of a 1v1 type of scenario. And all you guys got to do is put your heads together and tell me what movie this fight happens in. All right. So Team Game, if you guys have it, we're going to hit that game show music. And up first, a one versus another one.
Oh, the one.
I am Eula. I'm nobody's bitch.
For some reason, I was like, does Neo ever fight himself in a Matrix movie? Right.
It is the one. Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Check out our pretty recent back catalog. All right. So these are all going to be in a similar vein. All right. Next up, the one versus the many.
That's Neo. Yep.
Matrix 3, right?
Yeah.
Wait, two. When does he fight all the Smiths, too?
It is Matrix 2. I'll take Matrix in general. I also threw this in because we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Matrix.
He is the one.
Clips and everything are streaming all over the place right now. But yes, it was The Matrix Reloaded. I was talking about Neo versus all of the Agent Smiths. All right, next up. The not left-handed versus the also not left-handed.
Oh, Inigo Montoya versus Wesley. Or Dread Pirate Roberts, as he's then known. Dread Pirate
Roberts at that point.
Right.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
That is correct. It is.
Actually.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
It is the Princess Bride that I was talking about. Did you guys know his name is Wesley?
What?
Yeah.
Not Wesley. It's West Lee. Like his last name's Lee?
No, no.
West?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, like one word, like Wesley. Mm. I didn't know that for a while. I always thought it was Wesley.
Yeah, I thought it was Wesley, yeah.
I thought it was Wesley as well.
All right, next up, gum chewer versus trash can eater.
Roddy bubble gum. Yeah.
And Keith David. And
it is They Live, that's right.
They Live. I could not think of the movie.
Yeah, he tells him.
Either put on these glasses or start eating that trash can.
Okay, next up.
Catalog for all of these.
Yeah, many of these. So, yeah, next up. Mostly man versus mostly sober man.
The Fly.
I got $100 says I can beat either one.
The Fly versus the doctor, right?
It was the arm wrestling match in the bar.
Oh, in the bar. Yeah.
Where we get to see an amazing arm wrestling injury. That's correct. It was Brundle Fly from The Fly. All right, next up. God versus King.
Godzilla, the new one that you're talking about.
Let them fight.
Godzilla versus King Kong, but yes.
Yeah.
Also, yes, check out the new one, which is actually, this is Godzilla versus Kong, the last one. The new one is totally different. It's Godzilla cross Kong.
Yeah, it's Kong, yeah.
Yeah, and the critics are wrong. They just, I don't think they know how to watch or review a pay-per-view wrestling event, because as I was telling you, that's basically what this movie is, and it was incredible, if you know what you're
honestly
watching.
Honestly, describing it like that really makes me want to see the movie now.
I figured it might, and I mean, I'm not making it up. It's legit a pay-per-view wrestling event. It is ludicrous. It is absurd. It's amazing. It was a really fun time. All right, next up. America versus Russia.
Every movie Rocky from 80s. Yeah.
If I can change, then you can change.
Yes, Rocky V. Drago. And check out our back catalog.
Red Dawn.
Well, no, it's a one-on-one fight. So next up.
Oh, yeah, got to be one-on-one.
America versus Russia.
So pulling John. Oh, Robo Jocks.
Robot Jocks.
Why don't I just crush you? Boom.
Okay. Now you've got it. That
they're
is
not
correct.
Russia.
Crash
that,
and burn.
Though. It was like the Confederation.
The Confederation.
Oh, it wasn't even really America, but you know what they were stand-ins for.
And trade
A's. Okay. Sorry, you went with the run-on.
Absolutely. yeah, you're right. And again, check out our back catalog. I swear I didn't do this on purpose. And in closing, America versus Russia.
Holy John.
Holy John.
Slip out and you'll be forced to strap up.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, of course. Right. Pulling John.
We've had a real unintentional theme, like 2 months of just America versus Russia, America versus Russia, America versus Russia.
It's in the air, man. It's out there. It's unavoidable. All right, excellent
We're
work.
For you.
Good, guys. Good game. Excellent arm wrestling match here. And a winner is you.
Thank you. Right, the part of the podcast, Coach G for Pulling John. I had not seen Pulling John before. I had not heard of Pulling John before. Not a very big documentary guy. I watch one every 4 or 5 years, and I'm good. I think the last one I watched for this was that weird tickling documentary. Check that out. That was some weird shit.
No, thanks.
It's good. I mean, you're not right. Following, like, you're not, like, pro-tickling guy.
Okay.
You're trying to find out what the tickling sport is. Don't you want to know about a tickling sport?
I guess so.
Competitive tickling? Check it out. I forget what it's called. It's probably called tickling. But anyway, back to Pulling John. I really liked this movie. It's called Tickled. Back to Pulling John again. I enjoyed it. My wife loved it. She got so happy that everyone was so nice after they beat somebody. She really liked the camaraderie and the atmosphere that this sport builds. And it's a really fun watch. It's a quick watch. You're at the finals before you know it. It was an easy Coach G. It's a very enjoyable movie. Rob, what do you think of Pulling John?
Well, like you, I'd never heard of this movie at all. I didn't realize. And also, I don't watch a lot of documentaries, but I did enjoy the movie. I mean, it didn't make me want to go out and watch more arm wrestling, but it was an enjoyable watch. Yeah, it was a good time. I'd say I don't know, you know, I have a ton to say about it, but yeah, it's Koji.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah,
bring us over the top, man.
I mean, I'm kind of on the same. I can't say it really moved my needle one way or the other. I might stop on arm wrestling a little more often now that I know a little bit more, and I use that, you know, just in knowing a few of the holes. Not that I'd probably be able to recognize which one somebody was using necessarily watching on TV, but it gave me enough interest that if it was on TV, I'd stop. But honestly, I can't say I probably would have stopped before. But it was not a bad documentary. It was fine. I was so trained by 80s television to just be floored that USA did not win. But again, it was a fine watch. Koji, man, watch it. Arm wrestling.
There you have it. Of course, Pulling John is. Come on, it's still good. Roll credits, the good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Pulling John. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good person and leave us an over-the-top review. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend and pull them into our show. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, sounds like you had a hard life. Good thing it's over.
My boat.
As we always say on the CoSG.